Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me double side of style.
What's up on this lovely, beautiful, hot and muggy South Florida evening? I hope everyone out there, wherever you're listening from, whether in the Northeast, Southwest, West Coast, wherever you are, overseas, welcome to the Roman Show number 6. I'm your horse. I don't even know. I always get tired. You know, it seems to be 11:30 p.m. thing is kind of killing me. But sooner we're going to get prime time. But I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman. You can follow me on Twitter at RomanDH or my website, RodolfoRoman.com, or follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. Folks, an amazing show tonight, although like CM Punk said, it seemed to be a rerun, because again, we are seeing John Cena on the main event of Night of the Champions. Seems to be Vince McMahon has a love towards Cena. I know that he brings in a lot of cash, but especially with the young kids. So absolutely, there is no doubt in my mind that Vince McMahon, and now the COO, the new COO of the company, Triple H, has pointed fingers to have Cena once again in the main event against the champion, Alberto Del Rio. Which, mind you, Alberto Del Rio is doing an absolutely amazing job as a heel and as a champ. And you gotta love his personal announcer, Rodriguez, who always follows him around. And today he started off with saying to the Canadians, as Raw took place from Canada, saying that Del Rio was going to provide something that you Canadians know nothing about. He said this in Spanish. And he is the patron of entertainment. So absolutely hilarious, something that the WWE at times misses. A big, big kudos I want to give out to R-Truth and The Miz. Personally, I never liked The Miz, but I'm starting to like him with this whole little act they got going on as R-Truth was calling out the fans. He brought his old song back, but instead of saying, "What's up?" he says, "You suck." Fans hated it, but the fans came back at him earlier on by saying, "What?" every single sentence that he said. He was playing out the crowd perfectly well as The Miz. Now, it does seem we are taking a trip back to memory lane, as the conspiracy gimmick is back in action. We all remember Chris Jericho came out with that conspiracy gimmick way back in the mid-90s in WCW. That's when he came out with a long list of holds when he had a heat between Jericho and Dean Malenko. He came out saying, because Dean Malenko was known as a man of 1,000 holds, while Jericho was known as a man with 1,001 holds. And he came out and stood in the middle of the ring, reading out every single move that he knew. And it was quite hilarious. But R-Truth does a little funny, especially his little jimmies and calling out nothing about the truth. And then the truth, it's a really funny gimmick. I personally think that R-Truth should be pushed a little more. He's really, really funny at this. The Miz, teaming both of them up is also appropriate, as The Miz, who was once a person who was in the main event, a former champ, now being seen beating up Jared from Subway or bums like Santino Marella. So it seems that The Miz, a former champ, is kind of in the loop. No one knows what to do with him. Hopefully it finds something to him, because, you know, they're definitely giving an opportunity for this guy who does a great job at being a heel. Now let's talk about the CM Punk and Nash feud. As we saw at the ending of Monday Night Raw, it's now, like I said earlier today, early before the show, Cena versus Del Rio and Night of the Champions. I personally thought it was going to be a three-way dance or a four-way fight, but that never happened. The last show I said it was going to be Mysterio, Cena, and Del Rio, but that is not going to happen. As earlier today, before Monday Night Raw, we found out that Rey Mysterio will not be participating in any future event, as he will go into surgery, folks. Rey Mysterio announced today that the results of his MRI test reveal that he will in fact need surgery to repair his knee, which has already undergone surgery before. Now, he will go under the knife on August 26th. It's going to take him some time until he comes back in action. And expect Del Rio and Mysterio to have a major feud between these two and possibly see the retirement of Mysterio when he comes back. I think that Mysterio has taken a lot of bad hits, and it's time for him to hang up his boots and or his mask. We got new tag team champs, Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston. They won the tag team belts against McCullough-Gutty and Otunga. I think it's appropriate for this. Evan Bourne, an exciting wrestler. Kofi Kingston, a high flyer. So both of these guys deserve some sort of credibility. And I guess it definitely does a great number on these two. Before we kick into gear and what happened today on Monday Night Raw, on another note, I want to switch real quickly, real briefly, before we proceed and we take some calls. I want to talk about something that has exploded on the internet. Everybody remembers Matt Hardy version 2.0 and 8.0 and whatever heck it is. But now it's Matt Hardy version 0.08. And that's his alcohol level. They were saying that he had been intoxicated and gotten in an accident. He was arrested with a DWI, but that is not the case. Apparently, they found that he was impaired by a substance. The blood test following his arrest, however, it will take some time for those results to become available. A lot of people were, again, speculating that this man, Matt Hardy, who has a lot of issues with drugs and alcohol, crashed. They were saying that he was drunk, but he came out on Twitter saying that, no, that is not the case. And to get your facts straight before anyone comments, this is according to FayeObserver.com. There was no alcohol found in former TNA star Matt Hardy. Now, as soon as TNA found out that Matt Hardy was arrested, he was given the pink slip from the beginning. Before we take the calls and talk a little bit about what happened today in Monday Night Raw and enhance on the subject of CM Punk and Nash, which, by the way, at the beginning of Monday Night Raw, Nash was seen shaking hands with an individual. Well, that person is a producer, folks. He is a producer in Monday Night Raw who happens to be Michael Cole's son. That's right, folks. Nash was seen shaking hands with Michael Cole's son right before the start of Monday Night Raw. You know, Michael Cole was not very liked in backstage, but I guess has a pull in the WWE. One more thing before we proceed, I want to talk about Melina. Well, I remember Melina, who had a major issue in the back, and now she was given the boot by the WWE. Now she is unemployed. And tell you what, if you want to give your thought of having some type of affair with Melina, you can do so by paying $3,000 plus paying first-class accommodations. That is what costs to have Melina on your show. A lot of people were stating this number. However, she came out and said that that was also inaccurate. It is not $3,000 plus first-class accommodation. She has not released the actual amount of money she charges to perform at an independent show. But she was seen in New York City managing former TNA superstar Eric Young, who led him to victory and captured the FWE Heavyweight Championship in a three-way match against Charlie Haas and Jay Lethal. Again, Lena denies the price fee of $3,000 first-class accommodations. Now, a lot of stuff happening in the back. Another news we want to read out here as we are in the subject of TNA. Jimmy Yang. Remember Jimmy Yang Wang? Well, he finally got paid after getting fired from TNA or let go from TNA. He got paid. He tweeted, woohoo, finally got paid. I guess better late than never. He was let go from the company late in June. And alas, Jimmy Yang has a couple of caches, possibly head out to Asia and wrestle for a company out there. All right, folks, we're going to take some phone calls. actually the phone lines are booked right now. A lot of people out there. John Laurinaitis was seen ringside while Del Rio joined him as well as Punk and Cena were going at it inside the squared circle. Punk and Cena had a somewhat of a mediocre fight. They were hyping it up, saying that, oh, it's a great rematch from SummerSlam and blah, blah, blah. We've seen this fight over and over again. One thing I want to note, it's how the Canadian fans react, and you got to love them. As both Punk and Cena threw out their shirts, Punk's was loved more than Cena's, as the Cena shirt was thrown back at him. Kind of a slap to the face to John Cena, as you can see. Fans do not react well to this fan. Let's take this phone call. Carly, are you on the air? Can you hear me there?
Hello, Roman.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Roman, this is Jay Pagliaro from the show. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Jay, how's it going, my man? Welcome aboard to the Roman Show. How'd you enjoy today, Monday Night Raw?
You know what? I'll tell you this. As a longtime wrestling fan, I'm baffled that they continue to push Cena at the top. I mean, it looks like once again he's getting a title shot. Listen, CM Punk right now is the hottest name in the business. You can push John Cena to the background for a few minutes and live without it. I mean, and number two, they need to turn that man heel. It is long, long overdue. Long overdue.
Absolutely. You know, and they're definitely putting the CM Punk, who has built himself up to this level, and are just dragging him to the floor. It's kind of annoying because the man put the company at a level which it has not been in quite some time, and now they're pushing him back, feuding with Kevin Nash, who, not to take anything away from now, is washed up.
I don't disagree. I mean, look, I was a big Kevin Nash fan back in the day, and I'm all about the legends. I'm all about the legends getting in there, getting their airtime and getting their just due, you know, because they've earned that. At the same time, though, you viewed Kevin Nash with somebody like The Big Show. You viewed him with somebody like Mark Henry. You have him viewed with somebody like Kofi Kingston. You don't have him feud with a guy who is the hottest thing in wrestling right now. I mean, Punk brought a lot of fans back. And, you know, to me, to put him in a feud with Kevin Nash, I don't know. I mean, especially when you consider the fact that Nash hasn't been seen on WWE programming before this since January. I mean, it seems bizarre booking to me, but I've almost come to expect that with the WWE from this point.
It's sad, and they need to do something about this, Jay. You know, the Wrestling Observer is actually reporting that many of the young talent in WWE were spotted in the back watching the CM Punk and Kevin Nash segment on Raw last week. And a lot of the young guys view Punk as a hero. And as he consistently puts over young, sparingly used talent and has the ability to speak his mind on TV. As for Nash, it's being said that he hasn't been keeping up with the WWE product lately, as some of his comments namely, the indie-rific and never main-eventing lines that were directed towards Punk and were outdated. So it seems to me, Jay, that they just threw Kevin Nash in there out of the blue just to bring some incitement and try to bring back those fans that got away because of this whole PG era that's kind of killing the WWE. Jay, thank you so very much for your phone call over there in Pennsylvania. Now, you have a show, an MMA show, correct, Jay?
Yes, sir. I actually host a mixed martial arts team radio show. Well, it's not really mixed martial arts team. We talk mixed martial arts. We talk professional wrestling. We talk sports. We talk politics. You name it. It's every Friday night with myself and MMA mainstay, one of the biggest names in the sport, Heath the Texas Crazy Horse Herring. He's my co-host. We also have former WWE manager / OVW manager Timmy Baltimore as one of our regular correspondents. So that's every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time.
And where can people listen to Jay?
Absolutely. If you want to check out our show, feel free to do so. It's at www.talkshoe, like in talk out of your mouth, and shoe, like in the thing you walk on, .com/TC, like in Tomcat, and this is easier / 111341. So check us out. It's a long address, but it's worth your while, I assure you.
There you go, my man, Jay. Thank you for calling, and keep tuning in to The Roman Show. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you, Jay. Folks, absolutely, again, it was an uncalled for to have John Cena again in the main event. It brings more of a snooze to the product. And, folks, I want to mention next Tuesday, Monday Night SmackDown They're calling it Super SmackDown, as it's going to be live. I think they should personally do this on a personal level. I think they're having the show live. You have more people tuning in. And they'll replay that show on the following Friday. Tomorrow night, the legend, Bret the Hitman Hart, will be in Canada and will be part of tomorrow's SmackDown show. Now, from what I understand in the latest news, he will be serving as a referee between the Randy Orton versus Christian Street Fight main event match tomorrow. Folks, one more note. ROH will be in South Florida next year. I know I'm way ahead of the game, but on March 30th and 31st, they will be at the War Memorial Auditorium. You can purchase your tickets starting in September, and both of these events will be for internet pay-per-view. You want to be there? The War Memorial has hosted several wrestling companies, including Major League Wrestling and ECW. It was a home for ECW, having held several major pay-per-views, including, I believe, as I quite remember right now, Hardcore Heaven was part of a pay-per-view in the War Memorial Auditorium. And I personally was at the War Memorial Auditorium as I hosted Fight Time 6. And it was a great event presented by Fight Time Promotions. And we'll be back, actually, at the War Memorial Auditorium October 7th, the return of Dean Thomas. UFC veteran will be back in action in the cage, the Fight Time cage. And actually, Dean Thomas, I was just informed, he will be a guest on The Roman Show, episode number 7, this Wednesday at 11 p.m. Make sure you tune in. TalkBlogRadio.com/Rodolfo Roman. Dean Thomas, exclusive interview after his personal announcement that he will be returning to the cage. Dean Thomas will be putting on the MMA gloves and is ready to prove that he can do it inside the cage. And I want to invite everyone listening in South Florida, Club Play, South Beach, for the latest news. Irene will miss us. It's going to go a little bit east. Let's hope it stays that way. We're just going to get a little bit of rain. In case anything changes, of course, keep tuned into the news. Our brothers and sisters in North Carolina, unfortunately, might be getting affected. Hopefully not. I hope it gets washed away by the waters. But we will be at Club Play South Beach this Thursday, featuring live amateur fights, MMA, and at the same time, the $25,000 tournament will be on board. We're going to have some more fights, $25,000 at stake, and a one-year lease on the car, and three-year contract with Fight Time Promotions. I'll be cage announcing that show and hosting it. Folks, you got to go out to Club Play South Beach. If you haven't been there, you don't know what you're missing. Live MMA, great music, beautiful women, great drinks, and delicious food. Right, babe? Yeah, she's playing Scrabble right now. She's not paying attention. She's just serving as a executive producer. All right, folks, we're going to go to another caller online. Welcome to The Roman Show, episode number 6. We are talking Monday Night Raw, TNA, and Jimmy Yang getting paid on TNA. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Poppy.
Aha! It's our main man, the ever-so-colorful El Electrico, who will be managing this Saturday at an ICW event. El Electrico, how are you feeling out there? You're colorful today? You got a little couple of feathers on you or what? What's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. I just had a sex on the beach over here in South Beach. I just flew
Whoa. We're trying to be here just like the WWE, all right? PG, El Electrico, please.
That's the name of the drink. But anyway, look.
Carry on.
But look, Bobby, you know, I do thank you very much for having me back on this show. You know, I just flew in from Mexico just so I could be with my main man, the Rainbow Express, which is, of course, my garbage man, my main squeeze, and the Macho Mark. So
I hope he's not your boyfriend, because I have a boyfriend as a garbage man. That kind of stinks, Electrical, and you have to do something about that accent.
Well, the thing, Papi, is that once you become an international superstar and well-known from around the world, basically it's hard to keep my accent, you know, down. It's hard. Imagine that. You would know. Aren't you Hispanic like me?
I guess, Electrico. I really don't understand. You come in here saying you're Mexican and you talk. I don't even know how the hell you talk. But listen, El Electrico, tell me your thoughts on Monday Night Raw and your main squeeze of Dota de Rio, the new WWE champ.
Oh, my God, Alberto Del Rio. He is making every Mexican's man's dream come true. He has finally brought
pride. You mean,
pride.
Why just men, El Electrico? You mean men and women, correct?
Well, from my point, it's just men. But the women can, of course, you know, stay aside. But in this case, he's making Mexico so proud. He's brought pride back to Mexico. And on top of that, Monday Night Raw tonight was amazing. Again, they tried to push that hot CM Punk as the main face of the WWE. What? That's the same conversation you and I were having last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to actually disagree with you there, El Electrico. I think they're pushing back CM Punk. They're not giving him enough spotlight, and they keep giving it to the ever-so-boring John Cena. It's time to put John Cena on the back burner. Give an opportunity to the guys like R-Truth, The Miz, and CM Punk, because these guys are their faces that are just boiling and ready to erupt and bring that stardom that the WWE needs. You know, kids, they're great. They're wonderful. Let's get to the point. When the WWE Attitude Era was on board, it's when it caught everyone's attention. And that is what the WWE is lacking right now. And if Triple H is really COO, he should definitely look back at the era he was a part of and bring some of it in right now, because that is what it needs right now.
But here's the thing, Bobby. By the way, has anyone ever told you you have a sexy voice?
Just carry on, please.
Okay. So, look. You've got
a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to admit. But the thing is that, Bobby, is that they cannot make a face without building a base first. You know, why you think they're putting a base when it comes to John Cena and then CM Punk to stand on? Do you see where I'm getting at?
I guess an electric. Well, electric, you got a fight this Saturday? Plug it. We got to move on.
Sure, sure. Well, I don't have a fight, but I am managing my main man, Macho Mark, at the biggest event of the summer. ICW presents Summer Brawl. You could get tickets at the door for $10, or if you go to my Facebook page on El Electrico, you could find me and get pre-sales only for $5. The address is going to be at 1250 Northwest 22nd Avenue, and bell time will be at 7:30, but doors will be opening at 6:30. You cannot miss this event. For more information, please visit www.indycw.com for more information.
There you go. Check out my man, El Electrico, this Saturday at ICW. He'll be managing. Good
okay,
luck,
El
Electrico, and we will hear from you next Monday here. And stay safe and take care of your nails or something. I don't know. All right, Electrico. Always fun to speak to you, and always a great pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much, Electrico. ICW, IndyCW.com to check out Electrico and all of his events coming up. We have another caller online. Caller, are you there?
Hey, Roman, how you doing? It's Randall.
Hey, Randall, welcome aboard to Roman Show number 6. Your thoughts and see on Monday Night Raw. But before we continue, Randall, we got just a few minutes. I want to let everyone know that what's going on TNA. The TNA co-founder, Jerry Jarrett, had some pretty nasty words for TNA. Now, this is according to PostAndCourier.com, and I quote him. Until they make radical surgical changes in creative, and unless they get some people who comprehend with the wrestling business, they are doomed to be the financial drain of Panda Energy, as they are now and have been since inception. Folks, Jarrett goes on saying that the cancer happens to be none other than Vince Russo, who many pro wrestlers who are part of WCW have pointed and targeted as the main reason why WCW went bankrupt. TNA is well, not doing too well right now, according to co-founder Jerry Jarrett. Randall.
Yes, sir.
So your thoughts on TNA, your thoughts on Monday Night Raw, a lot of happenings this week in pro wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, with TNA, I mean, I know a lot of people already feel the way I feel about it, the frustration, a lot of confusion with storylines. They always mix it up in ways where it really doesn't follow through in any kind of, you know, form where you would imagine a storyline to head. I mean, obviously, it's not predictable, but it's also not logical. So it's kind of unusual at times. It's very confusing, and at times it's just a headache to even watch TNA. But, I mean, that's all thanks to, of course, the person you just mentioned, Vince Russo. Obviously, creatively, the guy is practically a stump.
Yeah, I understand. I remember one time they were talking about bringing in Paul Heyman, the leader of ECW, and then later on went on to WWE, and he ended up leaving, and now he's writing books for Brock Lesnar with UFC. Obviously, there was some heat, though, between Eric Bischoff and Paul E. Heyman. So we don't know what's going on with that. I think that Paul E. could actually do something positive in that company. I don't see that happening anytime soon until they get rid of him. But on another note, speaking about Eric Bischoff, did you know about this, Randall? He has a show, a reality show, Bear Swamp Recovery, which actually aired tonight on True TV. I don't know who saw this. If you saw this, feel free to call in right now at the show and let me know, because, you know, I also heard that Eric Bischoff was putting midget wrestling on Spike, and that went to shambles. It didn't really work out so well. But 714-868-0222, if you want to call in about Bischoff. What's going on between Bischoff and Hulk Hogan? There's a major feud out there. These guys seem like they were boys, but now they're kind of separating, doing Bear Swampy, whatever this show is called. And they have Hulk Hogan blasting the Warrior on Twitter, and actually his wife accusing him of being homosexual. What's going on with Hulk Hogan, Randall? Your thoughts?
I have no idea. I mean, Hulk Hogan's really tarnishing his legacy, tarnishing the company of TNA. He's really making a lot of mistakes, and I think this is a man that should definitely without a doubt, cancel his Twitter account and completely abandon social networking completely, because it's really just hurt him, and it's really affecting, you know, what it is to know who Hulk Hogan was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, love Hulk Hogan. He's a great man, great person, but getting a little too much with the Twitter, and I would love to have him on the show. Hulkster, if you're listening to me, we sent you a tweet. We posted on your Facebook, 714-868-0222, right after Raw, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We are live. Hulkster, would love to have you on the show. Talk to our people and have your thoughts and opinion about what's going on in the WWE, and also TNA and ROH. ROH, by far, is a product that a lot of wrestling fans have not been given the opportunity to see. Randall, WrestleMania is coming to South Florida next year. They're going to be out here. A lot of people are going to have an opportunity to see this company. They're doing good things. They're taking it back to the wrestling days. CM Punk was actually seen there while he was gone from the WWE in his little one week of a layoff. And he was seen in ROH hanging out with his boy, Colt Cabana, and the WWE Championship. I think it's time they put this product more on the air. It's going to be here airing in South Florida sometime soon. I know they just signed a contract with the broadcast system, Sinclair. So we hope to see more of it on TV, or you can see it online. Randall, I'm not sure if you knew about this, but as far as social media and website, Stephanie McMahon is now running the WWE site. It turns out Brian Kalantowski left the company for this reason. The WWE corporate website has been pulled so the company can make changes to the site of their website. At least two more departures from the WWE corporate have happened in the past week. A lot of stuff happening in the back. One more note and a final note as we go, Randall. Vince McMahon loves my man, Booker T as a commentator. I told Vince McMahon, he says that Booker brings a street perspective to the broadcast and feels that Booker balances out Michael Cole for the audience even better than Jerry the King Lawler does on Monday Night Raw. My man, Booker T, suck off. You gotta love it, Randall.
Yeah, you do gotta love it. I mean, the man's entertaining. Definitely, without a doubt, he entertains with all his commentary.
Absolutely. Rondo, thank you so very much for calling in. We'll see you here next Monday right after Raw. And we'll follow you. And you can follow Rando for all my Spanish-speaking people visiting eloctagono.com to keep informed with everything that's happening in the world of mixed martial arts. Rando, thank you so very much for calling in tonight at the Roman Show number 6. Thank you, Rando.
All right. Thank you, Roman.
All right, folks, that has been the end of the Roman Show number 6. We're headed to Roman Show number 7 now here on Blog Talk Radio, / Rodolfo Roman. On a final note, I want to let you know that JBL called in today to the Honky Tonk Man show, who's actually here on the Blog Talk Radio system, our network, and he said that he's not a fan of Vince Russo. And he points finger again that he is probably the reason why he is bringing down TNA. Folks, next time we'll see you here Monday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Call us in. Feel free to speak your mind on what's happening in the world of professional wrestling. As you know, a lot of stuff happening this week and more stuff to come. 714-868-0222. You can go ahead and put that on your cell phones, on your BlackBerry, your Gmail accounts, your Android accounts. Make sure you save it. Call in next Monday or this Wednesday at 11 p.m. when we discuss mixed martial arts. We're going to have, folks, Dean Thomas, UFC veteran, on the Roman Show number 7. It's going to be monumental. This man is stepping inside the cage on October 7th. You can purchase your tickets at FightTimePromotions.com. Hey, this Thursday, if you're in South Florida, head on out to Club Play South Beach. If God is with us, we're not going to get the hurricane. Visit us at RomanDH. You can follow me on Twitter, at RomanDH. Visit me at the website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RODOLFO, Roman, RMAN.com. Or follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolfoRoman. All right, folks, and keep it tuned here to Blog Talk Radio .com/RodolfoRoman. All right, folks, see you at Club Play, South Beach, this Thursday. You want to be there. $25,000 at stake, 1-year lease of a car, and a 2-year contract with a professional promotion, Fight Time Promotions, the number one promotion in South Florida, folks. You want to be there. FightTimePromotions.com, 786-543-1177 to purchase tickets. Folks, I'm out of here. It's too late. Got to take my nap. We'll see you on the Roman Show this Wednesday. Dean Thomas, don't miss it. Good night from South Florida.